Unit 5. Listening. Proactive marketing.
Good morning, everybody, and thank you for coming. I know some of you got here late last night after quite a difficult journey. I know because I was on the same flight. So I'm especially grateful to you for making the effort to be here now. As most of you will already know, my name's Marina Baldini, and I work for Imperator Diving, where I'm the marketing and sales manager. The name of the company, in case you're wondering, comes from the Latin name for the emperor angelfish, one of the commonest species found in the Red Sea area, which is where we operate. The main purpose of this presentation is to tell you about our products for the world of diving. As some of you may already be aware, diving is a worldwide activity in steady expansion and in complete harmony with current ideas on sustainable tourism. It is also fair to say that diving is rare among the so-called adventure tourism options in that A, it has an enviable record in terms of client safety, and B, it can be practiced by virtually anybody, both in terms of fitness level required and in terms of age. Because of this, I think this presentation will be of real interest to all of you here today. I'll be speaking for 20 minutes this morning, and because I need to cover a number of topics, I've divided my talk into four parts. First, I'd like to explain why we've approached you as independent travel agents and travel counsellors, and why we've chosen not to look for an agreement with one of the larger travel distribution groups. Next, I want to give you some background to diving in the Red Sea and the resorts there that we operate from, plus their connections to major international airports. I think that some of you may be surprised how easy and how economical it is to get to our resorts. The third thing I'd like to look at are the types of product we offer. Here, I'll explain the fundamentals of resort diving, liveaboards, courses, guided dives, family diving, and so on. Enough to give you the basic technical knowledge to be able to get on the same wavelength as your potential clients. And, I would add, there are far more of these than most travel distribution experts realise. Finally, what I want to talk about is how we as a company, together with yourselves as travel agencies or counsellors, can best work together to our mutual benefit in order to very proactively market what, as I said at the beginning, is a sustainable but steadily growing niche in the area of adventure tourism. We're a relatively small group compared to the 2,000 plus at the opening ceremony, so I'm happy to take questions at any time. So please feel free to stop me whenever you want to query or clarify anything. Does anybody have any questions now, in fact? Okay, in that case, let me start with my first point, which was the reason why Imperator has decided to market its products through agencies and travel counsellors such as yourselves. The reason for doing this is...